every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. Listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
But because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments. At this hour, we repeat...
Good health, please don't take it for granted. Now, I don't want you to be a hypochondriac at your age, but it saddens me as I travel the nation to see so many of your generation, in fact, some of the choicest people out here ingesting and injecting and inhaling into their bodies all kinds of chemicals, trying to blow their minds with LSD, hallucinate with pot, get drunk, pop pills, sniff glue. I went to a junior high last December from Assembly, the most difficult program I've ever spoken to, because the night before I arrived on the campus, a popular 14-year-old guy in this junior high school died in a local hospital. Because one of the new fads sweeping some of the junior highs across the country is sniffing the aerosols, anything from a spray can, like hairspray, anything into a paper bag, whipping it, trying to get a high. The trouble is you don't get a high, you get a low about 6 feet under. Because the chemical components that make up any aerosol spray are so lethal that once inhaled into your lungs in any quantity will immediately attack the cardiovascular respiratory systems and you are dead. And that's what happened to him. One of the young men in this high school tripping on LSD took a knife and ripped himself wide open across the stomach area from one side to the other, including some of the vital organs. It's doubtful if he's going to make it. And I think perhaps one of the most tragic things that I've heard along this line, and I know the facts of the case. I know who the young man was. I know the doctors in the hospital where he was treated. One of them, he was handsome. He had everything going for him. But he got next to, or rather I should say, some of the drug crowd on the campus got next to him and said, buddy, if you think it's exciting to play football, you ought to try tripping on LSD. And they kept after him until he finally tried it and he got hooked. During spring vacation just passed over the Easter holiday season, this young man was tripping on LSD and while under the influence took a pair of pruning shears and snipped off his maleness. Yeah, that hurts, fellas, doesn't it? Don't tell me that drugs don't have a permanent result. The doctors worked all night on this young man. Constant blood transfusions, but they couldn't stem the flow of blood, and at 4 o'clock in the morning, he died. Very frantically said, I'm hooked on drugs. Will you please send me a plane ticket to come home? Maybe I can kick the habit. So they sent him the ticket. He got home, and the very night that he got home, the Omaha police received a frantic call from his stepfather. They rushed out to the home. The young man was in the news with a huge butcher knife trying to kill his stepfather and trying to rape his own mother. He came roaring out in the yard with his knife, attacking the police. They shot him. He fell in the yard, naked, and there's where he died. In his last breath, he said, I am hooked on LSD.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Yes, and here I am in room 233 of the Student Union building. That is CITR, and you're listening to my show, Generation Annihilation. My name's Aaron, and yes, that's Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, 88.1 FM and cable, www.citr.ca online, where you can download podcasts of the show, and podcasts of the show are always kept archived on the Generation Annihilation website, www.generationannihilation.com. So yeah, thanks for tuning in. If there's something you'd like to hear, 604-822-2487, that is 604 UBC CITR. Start things off with two tracks going back to the 90s. We heard Sludge, a Vancouver band, doing a track called Have You Died Yet? And then we followed with the Victoria Act called Drone from a 7-inch called Voice of Reason. We heard the title track. Pretty interesting track there. And yeah, that one is going back to like 1992 on Vinyl Communications out of California. Yeah, they put out a Cringer 7-inch and about a bunch of other stuff that was around at the time. So yeah, let's get back into the show. Let's get into a brand new one. This is an act out of the Bay Area. They are called the Sydney Ducks on Generation Annihilation. Here we go. We'll be right back.
ears down and your tails wag at the first ever Angels Under Our Wings Cocker Rescue Annual Cocker Walk. This fundraising event will feature a barbecue, raffle tickets, pet photos, doggy games, and more. Sunday, September 18th at 1 p.m. in Shannon Park, 1575 West 62nd Avenue. Admission is free. Register by calling 604-323-4331. For more information, please visit angelsunderourwings.com.
Generation Annihilation on CITR on this Thanksgiving long weekend. Hope you're enjoying it all. And yeah, start things off with the Sydney Ducks' brand new 7-inch called Stray Dogs. We heard the title track. And yeah, Sydney Ducks out of the Bay Area featuring an old friend of mine, Mike Joe, who does long shot music. And he played for a lot of bands here around town in the, later part of the mid-90s to the early 2000s. And we followed with some Overpower from their Hogtown Skins CD release. We heard a track called The Crew. And yeah, I played that one last week. And I said I wasn't sure if they were from Toronto or from Montreal. They're actually, some of the members were from a band called Hold a Grudge from Montreal. But I believe the singer's from Toronto. Yeah, one of the members is from Toronto. And yeah. Okay, what else do we hear in that set? Followed with the Class Assassins, brand new track of a brand new 7-inch, Start Again, and that one is on the Rebel Time Records label. Class Assassins has been going since the early 2000s out of Toronto, Ontario. And then we went over to Edmonton, Alberta with No Problem from the And Now This release here to a track called Isn't This Fun? And you can find this one on Deranged Records. And we're going to hear a new one. A new vinyl reissue on the Get Hip Records label. The band was from Texas. I think they might still be around. They're called the Nerve Breakers. We're going to hear a track called Strange Movies on Generation Annihilation. Here we go.
There was Bill and Sue taking sin and the two. to the coup. But what you gonna do when they come looking for you?
You go hide, I go run and hide.
What you gonna do when they come for your guns? What you gonna do, they take away your sons.
You go hide, I go run and hide.
When they drop the bomb, what you gonna do when everybody's gone?
You go hide, I go run and hide.
And what you gonna do when they come for your guns? What you gonna do, they start conscription.
You go hide, I go run and hide.
When you can't fit in.
Loyola, Loyola, what a try going up in L.A. Loyola, Loyola, what a try going up in L.A. Loyola, Loyola, what a try going up in L.A. Loyola, Loyola, what a try.
You are right! Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Generation Annihilation on CITR started that set off with the Nerve Breakers out of Texas. We Want Everything on the Get Hip Records, Running High, that was the name of the track. Followed with another one on Get Hip. I'm talking about the latest from the Authorities, Kung Pow A Go Go. We heard a track called Jarhead. Followed with the Dictators from the B-side of the I Am Right 7-inch. We heard a track called Leola. And we ended that set off with Eddie and the Hot Rods. That is going... way back when, to 1976. Hard to believe. I usually never play anything that old. The track called Get Out of Denver. And, I got to see Eddie and the Hot Rods some months back in the summer, and they were incredible. They sound better now than they did back then. Hard to believe. And, yes, it's 12:36, and this is the latest from Vacant States on Generation Annihilation.
Yeah.
Check out Bed Bath & Beyond, HP and Apple computers at student pricing, and rental books at your UBC bookstore. Rental saves you 55%. Win a term's worth of rental books, a Norco Kathmandu bicycle, or a dorm room supply set. Details in-store or check the new website, bookstore.ubc.ca.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and... Yeah, we start things off with Vacant State from the Fill the Void, 12-inch release, Underage Records, Vicious Bastards was the name of the track. Went back over to Edmonton, Alberta from the Rabid Loss, Dark Place 7-inch, heard the title track of that, and we followed with a reissue on the More Than a Witness product. Actually, can we call it a reissue? It's basically a demo put on a 7-inch by the Young Republicans. I feature three quarters of Youth Brigade, Youth of Today, and they'd be later recorded by Youth of Today and Project X. And we heard a track called High School Rednecks, and we followed with COC, not Corrosion of Conformity, but Crisis of Conformity, with a track called Fist Fight in the Parking Lot. And yeah, that was based on a Saturday Night Live skit that I recently saw. I don't know who's doing this song or what, but it's on Drag City Records, and it's an awesome sound. It's an awesome song. The skit has David Grohl on drums, and it's kind of cool to see sometimes, you know, a band that's not even a punk band doing a punk song better than a lot of today's bands out there. Yeah, really cool song, Fist Fight in the Parking Lot. These people are in suits and they get up during a wedding and they say, okay, well, we're going to play a song from our youth, and I don't know, they start smashing stuff and stage diving into the cake and stuff. It's pretty funny. So yeah, we got about another 50 minutes to go in the show, and we're going to get into another track off the Still Our Future Messing Up release, and I think this band is the best band on the comp, and it's Riot Squad. Here we go.
Thank you. war. I'm at war with myself. I'm at war with you. I'm at war with everybody. That's why I don't do drugs, because I don't want to be numb. I want to feel the pain. I want the clarity of the challenge. I want to win. I want to kick in the head. I want to tear the throat box out. I want to smash in the lungs. I want to kick in the rib cage. I want to split the spine. And I want to use your phone, make love to your wife, sister, eat your dog, and leave your house with a good cassette.
CITR 101.9 FM, where there's just a little bit of Kim Fowley in each and every one of us.
No, I don't think so.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. In that last set, we started things off with Riot Squad from the Still Our Future You're Messing Up release. On Vile Records, we heard a track called Building Barricades, followed with a brand new track from the Short Bus, Window Lickers, out of the UK as well. Devil You Know, Brown Bread was the name of the track, and Short Bus, Window Lickers going since early 2000s, and feature the guitar player Robin, who also plays in the Restarts. And we followed with UK Subs from the Work in Progress latest full-length release on Captain Oi Records. We heard a track called The Axe. UK Subs have a new 7-inch out, which I don't have, but I'm aspiring to get. And we followed, ending the set off with One Way System, another track from the Still Our Future Messing Up release. We heard a track called This Could Be You. And yes, it's almost time for me to get out of here, so I'm going to tell you about a show that's going on next Saturday at the Elf House. Actually, first of all, I'll talk about a show tonight. I'm not sure all the bands, but there's a band called Car 87, and they're supposed to be an awesome old-school hardcore type act and do Jerry's Kids and Negative Approach covers, and it's my good friend Bryce, his new band, and he'll be on the stage after 10 years of being away from it. And next Saturday at the Elf House, we got a show. We got a band called Kicking Spit from New Jersey, locals The Spectres and Genetic Decay. And I'm going to give a few birthday shout outs. First of all, I'd like to shout out to my man Lenny. Yeah, he's turned 28 today, so happy birthday to you, Lenny. Yeah, happy birthday to Adam Payne, a good friend of mine, a real rock and roller, and come and celebrate his 40th birthday tonight at Iron Road Studios with the Love Sores, Liquor Kings, and Hathaway. And I'd like to say happy birthday to Metal Ron. It's his birthday today, is it not?
That's why he's not here.
Yeah.
He's celebrating.
He's not a drinker, though. What's
a good cup of tea, I guess.
Yeah. He's like Saxon. Saxon drank tea. Quite a bit of it, apparently.
And I got a set of music for Metal Ron later on.
All right, well, I'm going to send this one out to him, too. This is a band that have gotten that are getting back together to play all their crossover metalish stuff that they've been famous for in the mid to late 80s. I'm talking about the English Dogs. And, yes, this will be the Forward to Battle tour. They're playing Seattle February 21st with the Casualties, Toxic Holocaust, The Havoc. And it'll be really good. Some good crossover metal punk nostalgia. And this is from the Forward Into Battle release from the English Dogs. This is a track called Wall of Steel. Stay tuned for Power Chord. Download the playlists and podcasts of the show at www.generationannihilation.com. For Metal Ron, happy birthday. This is the English Dogs. Here we go.
Wiped off the earth and into the sky. citizen, and I'd open the door. If all the armies are massacre, death is the only response. The scottage and looting and killing begins. Death rules and death wars they want. Wall of steel, I'm built to die. Wall of steel, burn to the ground. Wall of steel, I'm built to die. Wall of steel, lights off the earth and into the sky.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
do the same thing. That was Brand New Amoebics, which was just released like a week ago.
Wow, I really hear the Killing Joke dripping off that one. That was good.
The song was called Visitation. The new CD is called Sonic Mass.
What label's it on?
I don't even remember. I have to check. I have to check because I bought it from iTunes, and I'd have to go check to see what label it's on. But I can tell you after this, after the next thing I do. Sorry, I'm a little bit out of it today. I woke up feeling not very good. And it wasn't the 24 ounce.
He's not even hungover.
No, it's not hungover. It's or the I like to call it the 24 bottle flu. It's a new one I just made up. It's at a 24 ounce. So, yeah, not feeling that great. Sore throat and all that crap. So, but I'll keep going here. And happy birthday to Metal Ron. I've got a set of tunes coming out for him later. Here, and I got something brand new here. It's a brand new compilation of Anvil material. It's called